Some athletes just want the endorsement deal. Some do it for the fame slash poontang. The smartest shit ones get into business. But no one has ever done what I've just fucking done.
Welcome to the Mailbag Review Show for the Moonee Valley 8th of September 2018 edition. Dicko, welcome.
G'day, Drew.
How you doing? You pulled up a little bit iffy on your birthday. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you, mate. I overraced yesterday, and I'm not well.
I like hearing that you overrace on a day off, so it's fine, because Monday is a small betting day, and you'll be right as rain for Wednesday.
Yeah, well, on that, though, I'm not going to Bendigo on Wednesday. Yep. I don't have any... I'm doing a course on Wednesday, and I might be going to Mornington on Thursday with Peter.
Yep. So,
but I'm not promising that yet.
Yeah. Perfect. It's good to have Pistol Pete in town as well for a Betfair function. So that should be good.
Yeah. Well, we're flying Peter and Rob in on Wednesday or Thursday. Peter'll be down all weekend, so we'll be having like a professional development team building week, I guess.
I'm definitely looking forward to it. Something that...
Well, you'll have to come and fucking hang out with us, though, at the races. Which...
Well, that was interesting on the weekend. So Dicko and I both at Moonee Valley. I'm sitting upstairs in my area feeling like rack shit, and I just didn't move all day, and I actually didn't see Dicko the whole entire day at Moonee Valley. I think that's a first for us.
Yeah, it is. I don't even know you're there, anyway.
I just couldn't... If I went down from up there, I wouldn't have got back up. I was just feeling so bad.
Righto. Yeah, do you want to talk about Mitch Duncan and what a footballer he is? Or do you want to just get into the meeting?
I don't think Mitch is to blame for Geelong's loss, as Buddy wasn't to blame for Sydney's loss. I think there was just both of our teams just had absolute shockers.
I don't want to talk about football.
Fair call. Let's get straight into it. I would just say, looking at the data, 7 of 9 winners on the day we've been the 4 closest horses to the lead at the 400-meter mark. So while I'm not entirely sure it was a leader bias day or anything like that, it certainly, being within the top 4 horses, was favoured on the day at that 400-meter mark.
Yeah.
Whatever you make from it.
Let's also just quickly get the results out there so we're transparent. We're going a bit over 40% profit on turnover in the movers through September. And I don't actually know what we're going at in the Mount Mail, but it's really, really good.
Top of head, I think it's a plus 10 units, but you went at about 80% profit on turnover on the weekend.
Yeah, sorry.
Bless you, mate.
All right, and race one. Boring sort of race. I don't think you have to sort of I'm not being too hard on any horse in the race. Like, Dreams of Paris worked a bit. Addison probably not suited. Pleasuring probably not suited, but not viciously not suited, but I think it's a tricky race to bet from going forward.
Do you want the punting form data on this? It's really telling.
I always want the punting form data, Drew, because it provides me with such clarity from which to bet with.
Lope de Vegas led them around 11.8 lengths slower than class benchmark the first 600 metres. So it's been an absolute crawl. No surprise that you want to be on speed, and it was suited to the on-speeders, and it was really hard for them just to run on. So it is, as you just said, a really hard race to take a lot out of.
Yeah. Yeah, so horses like Pleasuring Addison might look like they hit the line a little bit better if they'd gone quicker earlier.
Exactly.
Pretty scared of anything coming out of this race, though.
Well, it's hard to line them up. I mean, you could say, okay, Seductive Miss is, you know, going to be suited by a slow tempo next start, but predicting that slow, good luck.
Yeah. I agree.
Race 2, 1,600 metres, BM78. Thelberg's led them round on the punting form data. 9.6 lengths faster than class benchmark the first 600 metres. So guess what's happened? The leaders have all knocked up. The first 6 home on the day, have sat eighth or worse in running. So you've got the Avenger outclassing them coming
home. I think Snitsapeg's probably the run of the race. It was three wide, no cover, gave Avenger the sort of suck into the straight, and then somehow Chop got the thing to sort of go again in the straight.
Yeah. Did you think it had won?
No, I didn't, but I thought, fuck, it could. Lucky for all, come back well.
Roman, you know which one I'm going to ask you about?
Which?
Tim Williams, Belgravia, sat last, come home really well. I think Caulfield Cup, type of range is looking
suited,
for.
Suited, very much suited, though, by the way the race has run, yeah.
First up, you didn't have it in your numbers, though, so it must have a bit more
to come. I'd say it's got plenty to come.
Yeah.
I thought it was slightly heavy in the parade.
Which is what I want to hear, because I didn't back it after Team Williams said it's going back and you didn't have any numbers. So I'm thinking next start, maybe depending where it goes.
Yeah, yeah. And look, the money was right here. Like, Lucky for All's drifted out, started about $6 on the fair. The Avengers been backed into $6 late. There's a little bit of specking to Fellberg from memory.
Yeah, they've come for a few. iBoogie.
Sanctioned.
Royal Ace they've even come for as well.
Yeah, he paraded enormous. I think that might be sort of it for that horse. Righto, race three.
Wetter, I reckon.
Yeah,
race three. Yeah, race three, 1,500 metres, sorry. Open class, Tavarons led them around essentially at benchmark and come home essentially at benchmark, just slightly off on each side. It just looked absolutely suited in run, like its action when it was going around. You couldn't see it getting run down, could you, based on...
It was travelling, yeah. It was travelling about 600 out. I thought, fuck, I'm not going to catch this. I don't know what to do with this race, man. I think Approach the Street will be the best horse to come out of it. He's a real lad. He's got more improvement to come. Leatherhead will improve. Kinky Boom, I don't think, gets 1,500.
Yep.
Are we sending that on top from the yard? I think the horses, like the Tabby Run, their horses are always pretty forward and pretty well, so they're hard to sort of decide what to do with, you know what I mean? Because they don't strike too many blows as stable at the moment. But that might
they get it at odds, though. That's the interesting thing. Good old Linda. Yeah, well,
they don't always get them at odds. You see the thing in the last? We'll get to that later on.
Okay.
They've, so the market wanted Kinky Boom, really. And Green Ivy a bit late.
Green Ivy was the best backed of any runner in this race. Actually, Tavern Run was second best if you count early odds, because we did actually mention that horse on the 5 for 5 pregame podcast that it would been really well backed in the morning.
Okay. Yep. That's good boy, you, Drew. All right, race four, Trap Fools improved dramatically. I was hard on the horse in my prices, but once I saw it in the yard, I was quite respectful of his chances. Pacadali prayed pretty well. Hush Rider was forwardish. Harrison was heavy. Last week returned pretty light, so it's already pretty fit. And so Kandarabad is going well. It and Yogi are the two from the race, I think.
Yeah, just quickly on the punting form data, Trap for Fools led them around a length and a half faster than the class benchmark first 600. So, you know, genuine tempo. And it looked it when you're watching it in the race as well. You didn't think Trap for Fools would keep going, but it's still come home faster than benchmark just. And I thought it was a really solid win. Obviously, the two or three from the back, like Yogi, you know, you got to respect those runs.
Yeah, I agree. Yogi's flying. Really,
Melbourne Cup,
lots to come. Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
I reckon they'll get it there this year. No issues.
Yeah, I think they will. I reckon it's the most likely of the horses racing at the moment.
Let's move on. Mooney Valley Race 5,000 metres, Group 2, McEwen Stakes. Nature Strip's broken a track record, but I would just say here, Sweet Emily, who is a battler, was holding that class record for the track. And I don't think there've been too many Group 1s actually run at the 1,000 metres. I'm pretty sure the Moya, which is now 1,000 metres, used to be 1,200 metres. So So that being said, the punting form data backs up the run 4.1 lengths faster than the class benchmark overall. A serious figure. Hootson stormed home like massive numbers as well. So those two going forward over 1,000 metres, I reckon you could, you know, bank that. I'm surprised that Nature Strip's been given an Everest slot and not, and Hootson hasn't even been considered yet, considering, you know, going up to 1,200, which one would I want to be taking? I'd be on Hootson's train.
Nah, Nature Strip's train.
Ugh.
They went seriously quick through the midsection. Like, it's entitled to sort of slow down. I thought this was a pretty stock standard race. He is a star, this horse. Hootson is a beast. We sent out the exacta. Scholes was in foal, so it'll improve. Viridine was only average. Kulitzer was poor mentally, a bit late in the yard. I think it can improve again. Okay.
I think that's about all we need from that one. Mooney Valley Race 6, 1,200 metres, listed race. Right enough has led them around 1.8 lengths faster than class benchmark for 600 metres. Thrillster's obviously got the win. Hummer Hummer, I thought, was a bit luckless, 400 to the 200 when it was really travelling behind them and wanted to build momentum and just couldn't get a run. But the luckless one of the race, Assertive Play.
How's this? We fucking backed Hummer Hummer and Assertive Play.
Yeah. Can we give you these stats?
Thrillstar was the second number.
Yeah.
From the mounting yard, and when I sent out the text, it was $6, I think, and I just thought that was a little bit too tight. So it jumps 850 and fucking wins, and the other two that I scored almost identically from the yard run second and fourth, luckless. But it happened that, Crone's run so well. She was quite heavy and has a lot of upside, and we've got that beginnings bet going on, so we're good.
I think it's coming a little bit, but there's still a bit of value around for it as well if we think it's going to keep going well.
Yeah.
Just with Assertive Play, fifth best final 200 metres of the day, and it was stopped for runs that final 100 metres. That's massive.
Yeah, agreed. It'll go 1,000 guineas. Most of these will. Spanish Whisper, really forward, good order, really nice horse, quite a beast of a thing, will improve if its manners improve. It was a psychopath, really scary type of horse in the yard.
Would you say it had run its race in the yard or?
No, not completely, but it hadn't helped its chances.
Yeah, because I think there's one later that had run its race, but we'll get to that. Mooney Valley, race 7, 1,200 metres listed. Sit and sprint. El Passam's led them around 4.9 lengths slower than class benchmark first 600. Lander Plenty's just sat back, recorded a huge final 600 metres, 5.2 lengths faster than the class benchmark. Had the fastest 1,800 and 400 of the day. Serious horse, Peaceful State, fastest final 200 of the day. Some really good horses here, but obviously really slowly run.
The Wiz knew which one was going to win, but Lander Plenty was heavily back late. Tulip, Total Forgive, horses flying. Poor tactical decision by the stable the way they rode that, I thought. Yeah, Passam's good. I think the form of this race will actually stand up pretty well. You knew your fate. You knew what was going to happen, like 700 out the way the race shape was, and these talented like horses that'll get further were just looming up. You know, Lander Plenty is a star, and Peaceful State's just as good. They'll be the two best horses from the race.
I think there may be a certain race that Peaceful State goes to, and we'll find it, and maybe a mover's bet, I reckon. But we'll get to that later.
Okay.
Probably on the weekend.
Tell me what it is.
I think later, I'll give you a hint. It's a Flemington race. And it's 1,600 metres. I think people can work that out themselves, and you're getting about $13 for it at the moment.
There's a giant mosquito in here. Fuck, I'm under attack.
You got it?
No.
Fuck.
Race 8, Drew.
1,600 metres, Group 2 Dardo. Slowly run race, 6.7 lengths slower than class benchmark first 600 metres. I have to say, when I saw that information, I'm surprised that Magic Consoles run and won it, because this is a horse that, you know, we're looking at its figures and you're going, okay, if it's fast run, this horse is right in it. But it's still managed to win in a gutsy fashion.
I'd quickly say, gave it a fucking peach of a ride. This,
yeah,
it's Mozzie's large, man. What do they feed these fucking things in Richmond? It's on the getting that junky blood.
It's obviously your new house. It's they're waiting for you.
Oh, fucking hell. All right. Jordan Child's great ride. Homesman was heavy. Really excited about what he's going to do this prep. Night's Watch, flying, going well. Hartnell, towed all of them into it. Great ride.
It should have just won.
I thought it was a great ride.
Like Hartnell, on its best, it simply just wins that. That was exactly the race pattern that you wanted.
So you think it's past
it's done.
Now?
It's done. First up, fresh, that's it. You back it and then forget it even exists.
Drew's penning it. You watch it win now, Fleming's going to say.
Good. I'll have my good off and hat. I won't be having a set on, kind of like Tom Melbourne.
Now, Mighty Boss has run 10th. I've never seen a horse look better in the yard. It looked as good as they can look. This horse is no good. It's simply no good. And the Jonathan Walshes of this world need to accept that and move on. Talk about over racing. You should have seen him last night. Fucking hell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He does know how to race quite well. He caught a few brim, didn't he, on the weekend as well? He was having a good weekend.
I don't know what he's been doing. He was on fire tomorrow. Yeah, he's on fire yesterday.
You're on fire now, mate.
No, I'm not. Right, one to go. Race 9.
1,600 metres, open class. Zarspeed's led them around. It looked like Zarspeed was going really fast, but only led them around 0.6 lengths slower than class.
That's the clarity of the punting form. Data, Drew. It's what's so fantastic.
Oh,
right.
I mean,
now, talk about filthy, dirty plungers. Our Peaky Blinders fucking hemorrhaged here.
That thing was cast, wasn't it? Like
paraded like a soccer path.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, fuck, this could go either way. Luckily for us, it didn't. We backed Moss and Dale and Rhythm of Spare, got the chocolates, finished off a good, strong day. I think Zar Speed was good, but I really think Suppressor's just ticking along nicely for something a little bit further and a little bit better. Approach Discreet can be followed. It's not like it wasn't wound up.
I reckon you get Yogi going the Lexus or something. You should probably get $2-3.
Oh, I think Crone's flying. I think Crone's flying.
Yeah.
Of the not so obvious ones.
I'd say.
I think it's a meeting where lots of the form will sort of stand up pretty well. Like, you know, Lander Plenty and Piece of State are in for huge preps, I reckon, Group 1 preps. Night's Watch is going well. Like, There's a massive step up for it. You know, I was very harsh on it in the previous shows and on the podcast, but it's still run third now in a good race.
I think it's proven a good SP in
a good race. Like it started $3.45, so the market said it's up to this. Its run says it's up to that. So that's its level. It's worth following. And Homesman's flying. It was fat.
All right. It'll get to Flemington and it'll be perfectly suited.
Okay, anything else?
No, that's all. Just looking forward to the week. Obviously, as we said, Pete's going to be over here, so midweek there will be no
We will try and do a midweek preview for the 5 for 5 podcast members.
Definitely.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like a cockhead, but we have tipped that many winners on that podcast since it started. It's $5 a week. It's a coffee. Or if you smoke, it's like 2 cigarettes because they cost fucking 45 a packet now. But, yeah, it's well worth it. Get involved. Support us so we can keep growing and trying to do new things.
And I'll quickly point you to as well. You're on the podcast and you're pushing and you're backing Magic Console at 28s on Betfair and you're giving a massive push for it. And then at the end you've said, let's have a multi and put all your three in there. Get involved.
Good. Get involved, punters. Drew, what's the pot for the mailbag movers in September?
Movers is flying, Dicko. It's at 40%.
Mounting Yard Mail from Victoria is accountable betting advice plus a Mounting Yard report on the key horses. I'm flying. I'm winning. Get involved. All right, I'm done. I'm going to bed.
Perfect. Enjoy your dinner, mate.
Oh, yeah, I got to go do that. We're getting takeaway now.
Fair enough.
See us.
See ya. Bye.
I'm not kidding. I'm fucking in, and you're fucking out. Now get the fuck out of my chair.